Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. We're on Rumble, we're on YouTube, but we don't post on YouTube because we keep getting knocked off of there. But VMO and East City Stargate TV, you can see us. So we're all over the net. Just type in East City Stargate and hit the search and we'll come up. Or eastcity.org if you want to find out more about what's going on. Little heads up, we are opening on the 16th because we've had a lot of winter damage, a lot of frozen pipes, and unfortunately, some of those are up in the ceiling. So we got a lot of drywall to fix and things like that. So we're still working on that. I'm sure we'll have it done before the 16th, and then all the bathrooms and everything else will be up and running. But and the first self-mastery ambassador training workshop is on the June 7th to the 9th. And we're doing some, I think we're going to have a foraging, you know, go to the website. We're going to have Jesse's going to do a herbal and foraging workshop and, you know, just walking around and picking all the herbs and telling you what to do with them and what their properties are. So go to the website, eastcity.org, if you want to find out more. But there's so much on the news, but I'm going to skip it because we're probably going to talk about it anyway. So I'm going to bring Kimberly on. She's been on our show before, and I don't think we need a big bio. Everybody knows who she is. If she doesn't, do a Googler. If you don't know who she is, Google her. But I really want to get to the information because I know we're going to have a lot of information. So without any further ado, Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, James, for having me back on your wonderful show. And I'm excited to be here to talk about all this stuff that's going down.
Yeah, we're just talking about I think we should cover the timeline thing. So a lot of people keep asking me questions about the timeline shift and what happened, and maybe you can go into that. We'll start with that.
Awesome. So if you are watching James and I right now, congratulations, you survived the end of the world. I actually did a video with my best friend, Sarah, on my channel, which is Spiritual Growth Journeys on YouTube. It's also on Rumble. I'm not sure if that video is up on Rumble or not. I might not have put it there yet. But basically, if you are here watching us, you survived because let me tell you what they had planned to do. They had three rockets that they named after, what was it called? Assis or something.
Yeah,
they named it after the Egyptian god of death. They named this program of theirs, and they were going to shoot three rockets into the Devil's Comet that was going to be right in front of the solar eclipse. And right when that happened, they were going to shoot these rockets up. And what would happen is they were going to break apart the comet. It was going to come plummeting at Earth. It was going to wipe out the Earth. Sarah and I both went into an alternate like timeline and saw what it looked like with people, not very much population left. And the people who were here, it was like a zombie apocalypse kind of thing where there wasn't really zombies per se, but people had to fend for themselves. People were like killing each other everywhere.
Yeah.
And there were like there were vampires, like actual vampires, because vampires are real, you guys. You may not know this, but they are real. There were vampires. We were in Russia at the time and we were like speaking Russian. And what was really cool is in that timeline, all of the light workers who are ready to go to 5D had all their superpowers, and we were like battling all these, like, you know, reptilians and vampire. We were battling them in that timeline. But basically, they had launched a bunch of plagues. They were going to put a bunch of bioweapon illnesses on us that would have killed everybody who got it. You would have been dead, you know, if you got it. They were going to blow up those rockets and cause cataclysms and earthquakes and all sorts of things all over the earth. And so what Yeshua told me when I talked to him is he said there was a huge timeline shift that he called it the heavenly host or God and the company of heaven, as Patricia Cotto Robles says, the company of heaven, they switched us off of that timeline or we would have been goners because of what the cabal had planned. So I have proof of this and I wanted to share with everybody my proof. Number one, how I knew there was a timeline shift was after the timeline shift, I went to open up a container that I had opened 3 days before that had earplugs in it. And I had those earplugs actually on my nightstand that I'd taken out of there. I went to get new ones because, or actually I went to just get some other ones, and I'd already opened the container and taken some out 2 days before. And when I went to the container, it was completely hermetically sealed. Like I'd never opened it before. Like I went back 2 days and I hadn't opened it before. And I went over to my nightstand just to prove I wasn't crazy pants. And there were the two earplugs on my nightstand. And I don't have magic powers. I can't make them come through a sealed shut bottle. So there's no way I could have made those magically arise out of a sealed shut bottle. So we had, I'm like, we had a timeline reset, didn't we? And I asked Yeshua, I'm like, we had a timeline reset. And he's like, yeah. And then the following day, I had a bunch of clients email me and they were mad because they didn't receive their homework. When I do sessions with clients, I always send them clearings and prayers and homework to do on, whether it's meditation or whatever, I send them homework. I had four or five people all say, I never got your email at all. And I know that I sent them to all those people because I'm religious about sending people their homework every day. Every day I do this. I went into my email box to the sent to prove that I sent them, and there's nothing there. It's like it never happened. It never happened. And so I'm like, oh my God, it's just one thing after another. And then we had a lot of other things happen, like my family accusing me of doing or saying things that either I've never done before, or me saying, oh, this happened, and they'd saying that never happened.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. I mean, I'm seeing that here too. Where same thing, where you open something or you put something down, and then you go back to get it, and it's just gone. And you go, wait a second, I already had that. Where did that go? And then I have a friend of mine that he's really attuned. I don't want to get him in trouble because he's kind of a high level person, but he's really attuned to the timeline changes. And he called me up and he goes, hey, there's a timeline shift right now. He goes, it's happening right now on the 7th. And I said, so that's what that is. I go, I'm just all freaking blissed out. Like something just got taken, because I feel things happening before they happen in the future. And you have this real heaviness coming in. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And I go, and that's what I felt. I go, something just changed big time, and what I was feeling before isn't there anymore, and that was that, because I knew they had plans on the 8th, to do all this stuff and pull all these stunts off. But I know a lot of people, I think there's a lot of elements involved in shutting that down, plus the cosmic time guys, wherever they are. Yeah, something I keep getting, we keep getting sh shifted and shifted and shifted. And I get so many emails going, are we going to have a nuclear war? Are we going to have this? And then I was watching these new movies now. They're all coming out. They're like, what was that? Day After
We
Tomorrow.
talked about it. So there's one
Yeah.
called the Civil War, where everybody in the
Yeah.
United States is killing each other, and the military is fighting the government, and it's like military against military, and he Americans against Americans, and every neighborhood's fighting against each other, and it's totally psychotic.
Yeah, this leftist guy just set himself on fire, I guess, in New York, or right in front of the Trump trial or whatever.
Oh,
Which
not surprised.
I've always said, they're a little mentally ill. I hate to say it, but
They are.
if you haven't seen through what's going on right now and you're still socially engineered, you're in the mental illness zone, because you're participating in your own enslavement and demise. Because ultimately, these New World Order boys and the WF guys, they want 7 billion of us dead, so that
Yeah,
doesn't leave
they want
us.
more than that. They want everybody except for just a small handful of people that can do their farming and feed them and take care of them until the rest of their days or whatever, and they want to kill the rest of everybody else. So,
Yeah, and
yeah.
they want to have corporate farms, they're trying to get rid
Yeah.
of all of it. Because ranchers and farmers, most of them just see through all this crap, and because
Yeah,
they're
they
down.
do.
They're real solid, down-to-earth people, and they just go, yeah, this isn't working, and then they watch whatever that is in the White House going on,
They're
and
usually conservatives. I actually live in an area where we have Mennonites, Hunnites, Mennonites, and Amish people, like farms. Everywhere. There's farms
Yeah.
everywhere. And those people are all not only salt of the earth, but they're very conservative. They're very conservative people, and they're very Christian. They're very conservative Christians, and they won't get vaccines. They won't do any of this
Yeah.
stuff. They totally know about everything going on. They totally know about it, and they won't buy into it. And the government comes in and tries to shut their farms down. They're doing it in Oregon, the state of Oregon. They're going in and closing down all of the small farms, especially like small dairy farms and all of that. It's really awful.
Yeah, that's totally insane. I mean, they've done everything to destroy the food supply. And now I know Gates just did a thing, a talk where he said, yeah, we're going to do something with the cows. We're going to genetically alter them and I guess inject them with something.
Yeah,
So it's
mRNA.
going to stop the cows from farting, you know, and solve global warming. And I go, wait a second. Don't you have a big fake beef company that you put out there? Or don't you have in there a little collusion
Yeah, well, he's gonna kill all the cows and make you eat bugs for the rest of your life.
Yeah, make you eat the fake meat
Yeah,
that's full of glyphosate and everything else. But
right.
you know, people, a lot of people don't realize a lot of the vegetarians or whatever, they buy these alternative products and they don't really look at the labels or read what's in them. And a lot of them have really high levels of glyphosate and things like that. And I've
Yeah,
done that.
absolutely.
I bought some crackers, I won't mention the name, the other day, and I thought they're just basic, you know, made out of wheat or something. And that was it. I've had all my life. I ate some. I went, oh God, I got a stomach ache. And I started looking at it and I went, oh my
Glyphosate.
God, yeah, glyphosate. This is just full of glyphosate.
Yeah,
And
I cut out all the grains. I don't eat any grains unless they're imported from Europe because when I go to Europe, I can eat bread all day long, every day. But when I'm in the US, I can't eat any of it. And that's because glyphosate's totally banned in Europe. And so is GMO. It's banned there. So they don't
Russia.
have it.
They're all banned in Russia. All that stuff is banned in Russia, and all the GMO stuff, it's all banned in Russia. People think Russians are backwards. I go, they're way ahead of us.
No, they're ahead of us, especially scientifically. They have some of the most brilliant scientists in the world there that live in that
Exactly.
country.
Yeah,
So.
I've known quite a few of them, and I was talking to somebody, and they go, well, how do you know this is true and that is true? And it's like kind of flat earth arguments and stuff like that. And I said, well, if you're in a 2D world, you do have a flat earth, but this is a 3D world, and some of us are pulling from 5D and 13th D, you know. But I said, have fun with that. I said, I've seen too much. I have too many past life memories. I've gone forward and backward. I can go out of body and go up on the ships and everything
Me
else.
too. Been up on the ships, been
Yeah.
out floating in the void. Have you ever been in the dark void? I actually
Yeah.
astraled into the dark void one time. That was kind of scary.
Well, they're saying all these aliens don't exist because there's a dome and none of them can get through it. So
Yeah, that's such a lie.
these are just German ships or something, or back engineered ships,
Yeah,
or
well, the
maybe,
crazy
I don't know. I don't
Christians
know.
say they're demons. They say they're
Yeah.
demons. There are no extraterrestrials. They're just demons. They're demons.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's like everybody's trying to put anything in their box, you know. And they all have their little sandbox and they're all playing in that, then they can't handle anything else. They can't step out of their sandbox and realize there's something much bigger going on. And it's multidimensional, and it's not all good and it's not all bad, and there's a gray area in between, you know, where the grays hang out, you know. But
I'm convinced that those people cannot think for themselves. They have no critical thinking, abilities. A lot of them are MK Ultra. A lot of those people are what we call non-player characters or backdrop people. They're just an NPC. They basically don't have a soul. They just go to work every day, punch the clock, do the same thing, and sit there and deny everything going on the planet. You could march. This is going to sound gross, but you could march naked, beat up children in front of them that have been, raped and whatever by the cabal right in front of these people. And they will look right in your eyes and say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. That doesn't exist. And I mean, a good example is somebody recently in my life who I keep trying to tell him about the chemtrails and keeps saying, you're crazy. You're crazy. There are no chemtrails. And I pointed up in the sky. I go, what do you call that checkerboard pattern up there? That's not normal. Oh, that's just contrails. contrails from airplanes, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, contrails from airplanes only last a few seconds. And he said, you're crazy. It's the light reflecting off of moisture. And I'm like,
Yeah, ice crystals. And yeah,
yeah.
I hear all that. And I just go, well, there's, you look at where these places are laid out, these chemtrails,
Yeah.
there's no airports nearby. There's no, they're not in a flight path, a regular flight path. And there's this
Nope.
massive checkerboard thing going. And they're measuring aluminum and barium and strontium off the scale that's raining down us and all the other stuff. They're even putting biologicals in them and everything. So,
Yep.
and the latest psyop is that all the chemtrails are hydrochloric and chloroquine, and they're healing everybody by spraying the
That's
good stuff.
not true. Yeah,
No,
not
I know.
true.
Yeah, I heard that one. And then I think what's really getting to me lately is I've been like the trolls are coming out of the woodwork, but I mean, I just dismiss
Yeah.
all. I don't really care what they say or what they think
Well,
or
they've got
anything.
to show themselves because they're all about to leave the planet very soon here. And so they're ramping up their nastiness. They're getting nastier and nastier and more attacks
Yeah.
because their time is short. They're not going to be here much longer. They're going to get purged pretty
And
soon.
the psyops
Yeah.
too, you know, it's I was trying to explain to a friend of mine that you know, I really looked into this flat Earth thing and I said, you know, knowing how planets are formed and knowing the history of Earth and how we've been colonized over and over again and everything else, none of this fits into that flat Earth thing. And having ha they're saying all the satellites are just balloons or
Yeah,
hanging off of
nope.
balloons and things like that. And I go, well, you've got Starlink. I saw them launch it, went right over our house. I saw them start to separate, you know, and the schedules are right on schedule. I said, how do they stop and go back the other way? And if they are a balloon can't do that.
No.
And how can
And
you
it
put a,
wouldn't last long enough either.
no, it wouldn't last long enough and it wouldn't stay in the right place. I mean, they'd be blowing all over the place. So,
Yeah, I mean, the stupidity is boundless. I mean, it's just forever the stupidity level of these people. And my own experience is that I'm a meditation instructor. I've been teaching meditation since 2011. I've been meditating myself for over 25 plus years, 26, 27 years. And I've had many astral travel experiences where I leave out of the planet and I'm able to look back at the planet and it is a round ball. But what I will tell people is they've lied to you about the size of the planet. Okay. The size of the planet
yeah.
is probably 10 times larger than what they're saying. And that part that our continents are on, that little tiny part, and this is why they think it's a flat earth. It's just like a little check. So, okay, here's my book, Ascension 101 here. I don't know if you guys can see it on camera. It's not coming on camera very well, but let's pretend this book is flat as the Earth
Yeah.
or whatever. You have I just went brain dead. What was I gonna say? Okay, so you have the continents all on this flat area that are just the continents we know about, but realistically, it's this big round thing that's like way bigger than that. So if you take a little small little spot on a giant round ball, it would seem kind of flat because it's just a little spot on the ball. You're not really seeing the full ball. You're not seeing the full ball. So if you're a pilot and you're flying what you consider around the world, you're going from this place to this place, and you're in that little small thing, it's going to seem kind of flat to you because it's just this little thing. But think about this. If it was flat, why isn't it daylight all the time, 24/7? Or why isn't the moon, isn't it nighttime 24/7? Because if it was flat, you wouldn't be able to make the sun disappear. And where did the sun go? Where did the moon go? Are
Well,
they saying that it's a flat thing with
it's an artificial sun and it's on a little pulley, you know, and it goes comes up and it goes over and then it stops, it turns off and it comes back over and then it turns back on again.
Yeah,
And then,
that's what they say.
yeah, I mean
Such a bunch of crap.
I'm really trying to keep an open mind on all this stuff. I said, you know what?
Yeah.
They've lied to us about almost everything. I agree with
Yep.
that. Three
Absolutely. They've lied
and
about
NASA's the
everything.
biggest liar on the planet, you know. And I said, okay, I want you to think about this as a psyop. Let's say I'm going to
Yeah.
create a psyop. How can I divide the UFO community, the spiritual community,
And
everybody?
turn them against each other.
Everybody turned against each other. I'm going to really push this flat Earth thing. And I'm going to put 90% truth in there and 10% just total
floaty.
It's bullshit to get going in that
Yep.
direction.
Yep.
And people go, yeah. And then you tell them the crap and they go, yeah, that sounds right because all the other stuff was true, you
Well, and then
know?
they go, well, the Bible talks about the firmament. Yeah, that's because every planet in space has a firmament. And let me tell you all, everybody listening, what the firmament is. The firmament is a protective layer that is around every single planet in space that protects it from getting pulverized by space dust and trash. And because
Yeah.
the place would be full of all kinds of stuff. People would be getting hit in the head every 5 seconds if they didn't have
Yeah.
a protective layer
Exactly.
around the planet, you know? So it's a protective layer that they put around every planet. Now, how do ships get in and out? They get in through stargates. I've photographed many of these stargates. I was down in southern France, photographed a stargate. There's a stargate near Mount Adams at Esetti Ranch. There's a
Yeah.
stargate in the Olympic Peninsula of Washington. There's a stargate in Sedona, Arizona. There's one in the mountains of North Carolina. There's one over Lake Michigan. There's stargates all over. There's big ass stargate over the Bermuda Triangle. You know, I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's how they come and go. They come through the ship portal. I call them a ship portal or a stargate,
Yeah.
but that's basically, and then they have walking stargates that are the smaller ones that you can walk through. You know, a person can walk through it. They've got those.
Yeah.
I believe there were 20 something of them around the planet that they found of those things. I can't remember, but they found quite a few of those. Iran and Iraq and those kind of places have stargates. They
Yeah,
found a lot
they
of
have.
them
Yeah,
there.
they've been digging up stargates for a while now over
Yeah.
there. That's one of the, that's the main reason we went to Iraq. It wasn't, you
Yeah.
know, Iraq didn't bomb the World Trade Center, you know, and
Nope.
if you want to blame it on the bin Ladens, that's Afghanistan. And then later we go to Afghanistan because technology's there as well. A lot
Well,
of cases.
Gilgamesh was buried in one of those places, and the cabal believed that if they got a hold of him, they could resurrect him and they could unleash the whole Armageddon thing with Gilgamesh. And so that was the goal. Yeah, kind of like the Nazis, you know, went after all of they wanted magical powers. So they went searching for all the different sacred objects and things, you know, that they could do whatever apocalyptic things, you know, that they
Yeah, with
wanted to
this
do.
what Spirit of Destiny and a whole bunch of other stuff. I
Yeah.
guess they found that one, supposedly.
Yeah, they
I don't
found part of it. They didn't find the whole
part of it, yeah.
thing, and they still don't know what it's actually for exactly or what it does. Like they don't really know. They have it, but I'm sure it was some sort of a device for something.
Hopefully, like that movie, The Ark of the Covenant, when they opened it up and they all turned to dust. Yeah. You know, I think we need a few of those. Leave a
That's
few.
actually what's coming. For all of you who don't know, we're gonna have this like pink fog thing that's going to fill up the planet, and we're going to have the solar event. And when that happens, anybody who's not in a love frequency is going to turn to dust, just like in the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's
Yeah.
literally what it's going to look like.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. I was thinking about even a solar because we have bioelectric fields around our body, and the Schumann resonance and these huge flares and chronal mass ejections are affecting that. And a lot of people are just getting lethargic. I mean, they took
Yeah.
Stanford took monkeys and they exposed them to changes in the magnetic fields, and they exhibited behavior from comatose to self-mutilation. So
Wow.
those energies are hitting us right now. Do we need to behave like monkeys? No. If we know what it is, we can adjust to it. And there are times you're just going to have to lay down, take a nap. You just can't force yourself
Listen
through.
to your body.
Yeah, and things, take your shoes off, recalibrate with the Earth's frequency and things like that. And there's so many things you can do to avoid this thing. But what I'm seeing is the people that aren't aware of this stuff, that aren't taking care of themselves and aren't doing their spiritual work or practices or clearing that, when these big energies hit, it's going to wipe out the field, the denser field around them. And if they're totally attached to their personality and their body and don't realize there's a higher aspect of themselves, those people, they're going to go through an identity wipe. And it's already happening on different levels, and people are just going, who
Yeah.
am
A lot of them are dying. A lot of them
I?
are
Yeah.
having heart attacks and strokes and things and leaving here because they're just not ready for what's
Well,
coming.
yeah, if you watch people's lives and you go, if you have no love or joy in your life and your heart's constricted and you're very angry and things like that, you're probably gonna have a heart attack because you've got a real dense area around that heart. There's no flow going, and the body's just the hard copy of what's happening on other levels. But the same thing, a lot of these things that can take us down can actually heal us too. And so it's depending on how we resist or accept and go forward.
It's all about emotional processing. I mean, my other book, my first, actually it was the first book I wrote, but then I took it off the market and relaunched it. The Real Fountain of Youth is my first and my last, or my second book. I talk about the fact that 95% of, or 98% of health issues are caused by emotional stress and trauma. And so if you learn how to heal, like this book, that's what this is all about. It's my peace system that Yeshua gave me, which is physical, emotional, chemical, and environmental stress. And when you learn how to manage all of that stuff, then you're raising your frequency so you can ascend, and you're also keeping your body healthy, at the same time. So it's, yeah.
Exactly. I
So
always tell
it's
people that the body's the hard copy of what's happening on, and you're a multidimensional being, and you've got all kinds of wounds and traumas in there, and past life trauma as well. Until you clear that out, your body's going to manifest it, and every, I'm sure you're aware of that, but every organ has a corresponding attitude or emotion. Excessive
Well,
grief
chakra
is
too.
cancer, and yeah, the chakra too has a frequency or a thought pattern attached to it. But yeah, there's, I was wondering if you're getting, I've had these visions lately, and I haven't been able to, the hardest part is putting a time to it. And I saw this just huge explosion and go up into the air, and there's a lot of water in it and things like that, and it was brown, and then it created outward rings like a
Mushroom
tidal.
cloud or something, or
Well, I couldn't tell what, I couldn't tell if it was a volcano going off or a meteor impact. I don't think it was atomic,
did you see
but
what happened yesterday? A huge volcanic eruption in Indonesia, and they had to take 11,000 people out of the area. They had to evacuate them. And
yeah.
the pictures that were taken of that thing looked almost like there were de giant demons coming out of it. I mean, it was
Yeah.
crazy looking.
I wouldn't be
Absolutely
surprised.
crazy.
I have photographs of volcanoes going off, and you see undeniable a woman's face in a volcano. You can see Pele, and over in Japan, there's another goddess, and I have pictures of her. You can see her clear as a bell. And so, these mountains have spirits, they
Yeah, they
have.
do. They all do. They have spirits, and they're all part of Mother Gaia, who's a conscious being, and they're all part of her. So
Yeah.
they have actual consciousness, unlike other things like NPC.
Yeah, if people knew what was going on under Mount Adams, they just crap their pants basically, because most people can't handle it, because it's too wild in a way. You have to go multidimensional. I was trying to tell somebody, I go, what's happening in Mount Adams? I've seen goes up to the sixth dimension. It might even go further, but they have six dimensional elven beings that are doorkeepers, and they have a massive galactic space force going on there, like an airport. And then they have the inner earth guys down lower, they have a whole civilization down there. And there's so much going on in that mountain, and it's multidimensional. And people go, 3D people walk up, go, I didn't say anything. And I said,
You're not going to, you're not opening your heart
yeah,
chakra.
you can't say anything. You're not there yet. You have to rise to the occasion. But I've gone up there, and I've seen everything from Bigfoot to elven fairy beings, nature spirits. Little Yoda guy that runs around up there. He's like kind of a yellowish color. He looks just like Yoda.
I've
Big old,
seen them. The Yoda
yeah.
guys, they're real. They really do exist. I've seen them in meditation, and I actually went to their planet in the astral realm when I was astral traveling. I went to their planet, and they live in like these tree houses. Like their planet has forests everywhere, and they live in like these
Yeah.
big, like they have like their cities or their villages are built like in the trees and have like bridges that go like between everywhere and stuff.
Yeah, they're in the forest. Some of them are in the forest, around Mount Adams too. But Yeah, and there's the little stick people, and there's people with little bundles of sticks and things. And a lot of the Native Americans up there, and even the police up there, the tribal police have seen all this stuff. I've had them on the air, and they've seen the UFOs, they've seen the stick people, they've seen the little Yoda guy, and it's to them, it's like, yeah, this is all real. But yeah, you try
Well,
to.
yeah, skinwalkers and chupacabras are real too, and Native Americans see them all the time. So.
And they, I talked to a couple of people. Some people I can't say who they are because I can tell their story a little bit, but they'll get in trouble. But I mean, they were part of kind of a police force, and Native American, and they had to deal with skinwalkers and things like that, and they had these shotguns with barrels on them and thing, to really do business, and a lot of times they'd shoot these things, and it would be a wolf or dog man type thing, and they'd shoot it, and it would go down, and they'd walk around the rock, and there's a guy laying there, and the feds know about it too. They know what's going on, so they wouldn't get charged or anything, but because they didn't shoot a human, it wasn't human when they shot it, but there's a lot of things like that going on out there, and I think everything hidden is being coming up to the surface right now, and people are having to acknowledge that this stuff is real, and they've got those the rakes, but those rake things. I don't know. I don't know where those things come. Have you seen those? They're white. They're all white, and they kind of crawl on all fours, and they have big long
Yeah,
claws.
they're really scary. They show up on people's videos and they're posted all over the internet, and they show up on people's webcam, their doorbell cameras or whatever. And they're very, very scary. They look just like out of a horror movie. I don't know what the heck those are. They're just demonic, whatever they are.
I
They're
think
not
they
good.
are. I think they come from some underground demonic type thing, or they're
Yeah.
serving because
Yeah.
they're not, they don't fit into any of the alien categories or a lot of
No.
categories we know of. They're like a category. Part of my curiosity, I was wondering if you can you actually shoot one of them? And I would imagine you could probably take them out just
You
for a
might be
little.
able to, maybe not. It depends if they're like a multi-dimensional type of thing, and they're not really here, they're not really like physically manifesting. You're like seeing them more like with your third eye. It depends, you know what I mean? Because some of these beings are not like physically here. They're like here in more of a spirit kind of a
I
form.
think they can go back and forth between 3D and 4D, because the lower 4D realms have everything weird on it. And I think that's what they're doing. They're kind of bleed throughs or something, but I don't know. I was
Well,
thinking
look at
about.
ghosts. You can't shoot a ghost. I mean, my daughter and I were visiting the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State one time, and we went there on a vacation, and we were at this haunted castle. It's called Manresa Castle, and a woman dressed like, I want to say 1940s, ran right into my daughter, like bumped right into her, ran into her, and she could see her just like I could see you. Okay, like she was physically there. It was a ghost, though. It was a ghost.
Yeah, I've seen it. They can affect physical things. I've seen them throw people out of windows, and there are some places I went to help clear a house, and before I got there, whatever was in there went nuts and started throwing knives and microwaves and TVs.
That's a poltergeist. They do
Yeah,
that.
it was that type of thing. They're pretty easy to clear out. They aren't that hard to clear out. I know, a lot of poltergeists are just kids. They're young kids that are
Or
trying to get
grumpy old
attention.
men. Some of them are grumpy old men.
Yeah, or grumpy old men or things like that. And a lot of times Mary will come in for the kids and say, okay, you're time
You've
for
had
you to
enough fun. Time to go.
and time to go. It depends on what it is. Some are on where they built their house on top of a
Graveyard.
graveyard, or things like that where they shouldn't have. There's a lot of that going on. Even in the military over there in Afghanistan, they're making bases over there, and they're digging up bodies, and it's bad news. And so now the ghosts and all these people are coming back to them because they desecrated the that place, you know, and it was a place where they buried their dead. So
Wow.
it's going on, you know, it's, and you can see them with the night vision, but they have no thermal. They have no thermal signature, but they do the night vision because you can see more of the spectrum with the night vision. You can see them, but with the thermal, they don't show up.
So is that because of the fact that they're not a physical being? They're more of a spirit. They're in a
Yeah.
spirit form, because if they had a physical body, they're going to show up on the thermal because they're going to give off
Exactly.
the heat with the physical body. Like an animal is going to show up on the thermal. I think pretty much anything physical would show up on
Oh yeah.
the
Yeah, like
thermal.
Bigfoot or all those things, they show up on thermal. But some of these things, these guys are standing there and they put the thermal on them over there in Afghanistan and nothing happens. There's nothing there. And the other guy's going, "It's right there." And he's screaming at him, "Right there." And there's nothing
Can't
there. And they're
see
going,
anything.
"Take it out." They're going, "There's nothing to shoot at." You know, so it's kind of funny, but you know, they and too, if it's not physical, why shoot at it? You're not gonna hurt it anyway. So it's like,
So
you
not
know.
going to die if it's a ghost or if it's a chupacabra or a skinwalker or something like that. They're not going to die, so.
Yeah, they should have a person that's in the troop that's dedicated, that knows how to heal unseen negative influences, how to do spiritual protection and things like that. They should have somebody assigned if they're going to go into those areas, because I mean, they're opening up systems and tunnels and you know, people don't realize there's tunnel. I think one of is 300 million years old in Brazil. They found this glass-lined tunnel. There's beings that are still in those places, and they're really tall. They're very large beings, and they have their sentries, you know. So you might run into something much bigger than you can handle, you know. You might,
Well, there's millions of miles of tunnels all under the surface of this planet everywhere. I mean, they have them all over. And then they have like a not teleportation, but like a train system that the cabal has, where they can go from Washington, D.C., they go hop on some underground whatever, and they can be all the way over in Japan in like 2 seconds or whatever.
It's insane. Yeah, the speed, those maglev trains and everything they have. And then they also have the they have technology where, and some of the just the uber rich know about it. Some of them can use it. Like, I won't say too much about that because I'm not supposed to know about it, but they can pop, they can set a designation and just step through this little field and be wherever they want.
That's called a jump door. So they actually
Yeah.
have those located in Hilton hotels and some other hotel chain, and the elites and the politicians can go there and be on Mars or even in another world, like way out of our system, our star system. They
Yeah.
just turn the dial to whatever. I mean, they're stargates, but they're called jump rooms. And do you know that Hollywood did a movie? It was on Netflix, I think. They did like a TV series, actually, and I don't remember the name, but it was a sci-fi TV series, and it was with Carrie Spacek, the one
I
who
know.
played in the or what's her, is that her name, Carrie Spacek something? No, she played in the movie Carrie, and her Sissy Spacek. It was
Yeah.
with Sissy Spacek and this guy who's on a lot of TV commercials all the time. And they in their house underneath the ground, they found out there was this whole jump room thing under the ground. And when they went through it and they came out on the other end, they were on some other planet.
Oh
They went to
yeah.
some other planet. And
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever continued that series. We saw the last episode of the last series where they, because they always just sat in the room and they watched, they just gazed upon the surface of this planet,
Yeah.
because anytime they would put something out there or that was alive, it would be dead or something, it would die. So they didn't think you could breathe out there. But it turns out that you could breathe out there. The reason why, if a person went out there, they would disappear and not come back again, or an animal went there and didn't come back again, is because there was a city with people right on the other side of the hill that they didn't know about. And
Yeah.
so how it ended on the last episode was that they finally got brave enough to walk out of there, and then they found out there's a city.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the
there's so
husband,
many
I
things.
believe.
Yeah, there's some of these films are disclosure, you know, they're disclosure films. And then a lot of these films, a lot of the Netflix stuff is like the Illuminati warning you of their plan.
Yeah, a lot of it is, well, look at The Simpsons. It's all a predictive template because they show you everything that's going to happen 2, 3, 4 years from now, and then it happens. Like everything that they've ever shown on The Simpsons has happened just about, with the exception of a couple of like the nuclear war ones and, you know, stuff, the alien invasion ones. Those kind of things are not going to happen, but they were trying to make it happen, which is why we got shifted on the timeline, because they've tried all these things. They were going to do a fake alien invasion with all the military UFOs, because our military, a lot of the UFOs people are seeing up in the sky belong to our own military. So they were going to use those and do like a fake alien invasion on the planet. And all of their efforts have been thwarted over and over and over again. And James, I'm so excited about this. Speaking of aliens, I was driving home the other night from a meeting I was speaking at, and I saw the most monstrous starship up in the sky, and it was close enough. I mean, it was out there, you know, way out there, but you could see it, and it was all lit up and everything, and it was just kind of zigzagging around, and then it just disappeared, poof, gone. Like not there anymore, just gone. And so, you know, there's people in my life who I would tell them about that, and they'd say, oh, it was just an airplane. And then my question to them would be, if it was an airplane, where did it disappear to? Because it just disappeared. Like, right, it was here one spot, and then boom, gone, right out of that spot,
Was that
disappeared.
in Washington or
Idaho.
Idaho? There's a lot in Idaho. Is it Idaho? Wait a second. I think it's Utah. They have Area 52 or something. People think Area 51 is the only area. No, 51. There's 50 before 51, and there's a whole bunch after. So there's so much going on up there, but yeah, I think that was a higher dimensional one coming in, but they're here now big time. The benevolent, the spiritually advanced, and technologically advanced benevolent ones are here in big time right now. And I think they have a lot to do with these time shifts and other higher dimensional telepathic inspiration that's going on, and really trying to get us through these times so we don't blow ourselves up. And then the other group is doing the opposite. They want the famines, the death and destruction, and the nuclear wars and everything. They've got their undergrounds, and they want to come up later when everything's, been restored, which is, that's a long, long time,
Yeah, they
so.
have a lot of bunkers they've been building like crazy. And I got to tell you something. I'm going to share something really, it might be shocking for some people. Some people may go, well, that I kind of knew that or whatever. But Switzerland, okay, so I had a trip booked in 2019 to go to Switzerland, and it got canceled on me. I rebooked it again for 2020. It got canceled because of COVID. Rebooked it again for 2021. It got canceled again. Finally, I said, okay, God, you know, creator, source, I get the message. You don't want me going to Switzerland. Why? And so Yeshua popped in. And he said, Kimberly, the cabal, the big shots are all hiding in underground cities under Switzerland. And Switzerland is like cabal headquarters, basically. It's
It
like their
is.
headquarters. He said, we cannot allow you to go there until after the 5D shift has been made. And so what do you think I saw yesterday in social media? And I posted it on my Facebook. It's posted on my Facebook page. A video of a guy exploring underground tunnels and cities in the mountains. He said that they turned the mountains of Switzerland into a giant fortress. And they have big battle guns, these big, I forgot what you call, big artillery cannon like guns sticking out of the mountains everywhere in Switzerland. And they've got underground, they've got arsenals everywhere. It's like the world's largest fortress, and it's all under the mountains. And it's almost like in a circle under the mountains in the Swiss Alps. And he said that there's hundreds and thousands of miles of these underground tunnels and stuff down there.
Definitely.
So,
I saw that too. And I
yeah.
think it's what is that? The biggest stock exchange is over there too, and it just burned to the ground. I don't know if you saw that,
No,
but
that was actually an old, that's not the current, it's an old stock exchange building that was in Copenhagen, Denmark.
yeah,
And
Copenhagen.
it's the oldest building in Copenhagen. It was like 400 years old, and that's old for Copenhagen. And it was their old stock exchange. It's not the new stock exchange. It's not where they
Okay.
currently, but it burned down. But that tells me that they were using it for other purposes, probably
Exactly.
nefarious. You know, maybe it was a weapons lab, maybe, you know, bioweapons, you know, making
Or
another
had
pandemic.
two serpents on it twisted together going up to the top. And to me, yeah, I go, that makes sense. You know, that something was going on there that wasn't kosher, you know, so they took it out.
They were doing something. They could have been trafficking, using it. They could have been using it for adrenochrome. You know, there's all those kind of things. But yeah, they were using it for nefarious purposes, and so that had to go. And I don't know if you all guys, ha if you guys have seen, but Bill Barr, who was like totally attacking Trump, and up until literally today, you know, the guy was all over Trump, and now the news says he switched sides, and now he's like supporting Trump and everything.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine, Salani, she messaged me about it, and she said, "Oh, he's dead. He's dead. The real one is
Oh,
dead."
yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Okay.
know if that's true, but she claims that the reason he flip-flopped to the 100% different side is because that's not really him. It's a actor clone, or you know, whatever.
Yeah,
But
I figured they either replaced him or they dropped a file on him. Yeah, they a lot of times they'll go in there and they'll take a file and they'll drop it on their desk and say, "You work for us now."
well, his
And
father was connected to Epstein.
yeah, that's what I mean. They'll have all the
So,
goods on him and the family
yeah.
history and everything they've done. And that and Trump's famous for that one, where he goes around the world and drops a file on their desk and says, "Okay, you work for us now, or this is going to be."
Well, they say we have everything, right? They always say we have everything. They have all the information on all these guys. They've got the frazzle drip, and I mean, they've got everything. They've got videos, they got all the videos from, I think, from Epstein. I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff, all kinds of stuff. And from what I've heard, not Kanye West, what's his name, the guy that was raping Justin Bieber, what's his name,
Diddy?
Diddy. So they went through his house, and he had like sex tape, he had cameras set up in all the bedrooms all throughout his mansion, and he was taping rich and famous people doing all kinds of awful things so he could use that against them and stuff.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
same thing. And you know, we'll never. I think they're throwing him under the bus to change the attention
They
off
are.
of Epstein stuff, because when are we going to see the list, you know? And one thing I've seen is these just people with TDS, is Trump derangement syndrome,
Derangement assistant. Yeah.
that are just going nuts out there. When I see these people just flipping out and attacking Trump and everything, I go back, because that list was released. If you did the research, you could find it. I go, oh, they're on the list. No wonder they're screaming and yelling it, because they're on the list. You know, these comedians and these newscasters,
Celebrities and news
all these
people.
celebrities, yeah, they're right up there at the top of the list. Multiple visits, you know, and politicians too. You know, some of them had like 70 visits there, and you can, and they're the ones that are heading, you know, the January 6th, all the impeachment things, everything. All these guys, they're like 50 to, I don't know how many visits to the island. So. And that's what they're
Lot of
all.
visit. Some of them have gone there hundreds of times.
Yeah. And so, you know, I wish people would figure it out, but when I see people screaming really loud, like, you know, Trump's this and he's that, and trying to take him down, I just go back to the list. I go, oh, there they are. You know, there's one woman, her last name sounds like Mad Cow. She's on, you know, she's on the list. There's so many of them. And you just watch, you just watch them go off, and you go, okay, let's see who's up the list. Yep, there they are. You know,
Yeah, guilty as charged. I mean,
yeah.
they're pointing, what is it, what Yeshua said, for every finger you point, there's three back at you. So the
Yeah.
people who point fingers are usually the ones with the worst crimes to hide. Just remember that.
Oh God, they must have like 10-finger hands, because.
Yeah.
You know, because they've everything. You watch what the Dems, their play card is, accuse everybody of you, what you yourself have done or are doing, accuse the other side. And that's their play card. So whatever they say, just flip it and then you'll have the truth. You
Yeah,
know, but
absolutely.
and some of these guys, they act like they're of noble character, you know. They have this stance like, oh, like they're morally outraged, you know, and everything else.
Yeah, and they're
And he goes,
super important and
yeah,
special. Yeah.
I go, you have no morals. How can you be morally out? You're the most morally crippled, challenged person on the planet, you know. So how do you, I don't know how you, why are you throwing rocks at others? You're in a glass house, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it happens over and over. Hey, we're hitting the end of the hour here, pretty quick, but is there
Wow,
any?
that went by really quick. Are you
It
kidding? It's
did.
already an hour?
Yeah, it's almost
Wow.
done right now. But
That's
we
amazing.
need a little bit at the end of the show to for some other things. But is there anything you want to, you know, towards the end here? Is there any last message, or you want to let people know of any workshops or anything else you're doing?
Well, first of all, if you go to my website, I have tons of classes on there that were pre-recorded, everything from manifesting, quantum manifestation to energy healing workshops, how to use a pendulum, meditation workshops, all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to be teaching at the end of June. It's not on my website yet, but I'm going to be doing a basic crystal and rock healing class. I actually taught it last night. That's where I was driving home from. I was presenting this crystal like workshop, everything about crystals, how to do, you know, grids, how to heal with crystals, how to pick them out, you know, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to be doing that at the end of June. So if you subscribe to my website newsletter, spiritualgrowthjourneys.com, and subscribe, then you'll get announcements when I'm teaching new classes, and I will have one up at the end of June, or that's going to be for the end of June. I'm going to teach it at the end of June. I don't know exactly what day yet, because I'm doing a women's retreat in May and all kinds of other stuff that I'm doing. But the important thing people need to know is that right now you need to be, number one, learning how to manage all your ascension symptoms, okay? Because there's a lot of ascension symptoms people are having. Like today, I'm having a bad headache. I had it for 2 days now. I know that it's the energies, the Schumann resonance has been crazy and spiking all over. Headaches, nausea is a big ascension symptom for a lot of people, dizzy spells, vertigo. Feeling just kind of off, you know, feeling kind of weird, body aches and pains for no reason at all. Now, this should never replace what they call a doctor visit. If you're having symptoms, you need to go to a doctor and get checked out. But in my book, Ascension 101, I have a whole chapter on ascension symptoms, both good and bad, because there's good ascension symptoms too, like starting to have telepathy or remembering your dreams or connecting with ETs or, you know, different things like that. There's good ascension symptoms and there's bad ascension symptoms. You need to learn how to manage the symptoms. You have to also learn how to raise your vibration and keep it up all the time in that love frequency, because none of us know the day or minute of our reckoning when that thing is going to hit the world. We're headed into the photon belt, and I need to warn everybody. Over the last 3 days, there have been between 5.5 and 6.5 earthquakes all over the world. There was a huge eruption at that volcano, and it's going to ramp up and get worse. And there's two or three reasons for this. Number one, Mother Gaia is also ascending and she's shifting and she's got a lot of stuff going on. And number two, they're blowing up a lot of tunnels down below. And number three, because we're headed into the photon belt, the earth is going to do some crazy upheavaling. And in the end, there are going to be areas totally underwater. You know, coastline areas will be underwater when we really, the shit will hit the fan when we get fully in that photon belt. There's going to be all kinds of stuff happening. So you need to make sure that you always have water, extra food, you know, you're ready to go, have some cash on hand. Not because of stupid things like the emergency broadcast system and the 3 days of darkness. They've been talking about that for 10 or more years. Actually, I've been hearing that same crap since like 2008, maybe 2008 or something. I started hearing about it. I've been hearing about it. Oh, there's going to be an EBS tomorrow and they're going to come out on the news and they're going to disclose everything. They've been saying that same stuff. That's not why you should have food and water. And it's not because we're going to have a civil war either. They won't allow that kind of thing. The ETs won't allow it. But what could happen is the area you're in could get wiped out by a tsunami. It could get wiped out by an earthquake. It could get wiped out. Look at what's happened with the bridges collapsing, that kind of stuff. So you need to be prepared. It's really, really important right now.
I
And
mean, we're so fragile. We have no
yeah.
idea how fragile we are. The grid goes down, your water's not going to be pumping, you're not going to have your toilets, you get one flush out of your toilets. Your refrigerator's dead, and people need to really look at that and go, wow, I need to figure out how I'm going to cook, where my water's coming from, everything, because
Yep. Go buy a Life Straw. Life Straw is really good. You can go down to the local like brook or like a little stream running through your neighborhood, and you can stick that Life Straw right into the stream and drink right out of it with that thing.
those are
Yeah.
great. Yeah, we hit the end of the hour. We got to sign off, unfortunately, but I can't thank you enough for coming on the show,
Thank you, James. It's an honor. Thank you.
we all have to keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and we can get through this thing. And
Yep.
also too, we got to prepare on every level, body, mind, and spirit, to get through these changes. So again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We're out of time, so have a great evening. Good night.